Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 137 of Ask Pat. Super stoked you're here with me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. Today's sponsor is Flippa.com. Flippa, if you don't know what it is, it's a site that people go to sell and or buy websites. I've used it in the past before. It's pretty incredible. I mean, even just to search around, but you know, I've actually bought a couple sites in the past, and I haven't talked about it much because I haven't put enough time and effort into it. But it's really cool because I know a lot of people who have purchased sites who have taken them to the next level, gave them the love that they needed, and are doing really well with them now. So if you want to check out what's going on at Flippa, go to flippa.com/pat. And you can start from wherever they're leaving off. So check it out, flippa.com/pat. Now let's get to today's question from Alex.
Hi there, this is Alex from Slovakia. I am a great fan of your show. I do work in Vienna. I live in Pressburg, so I'm traveling every day for about an hour in the car. So this matches perfect with the length of your podcasts. My question is, first, could it be possible that changing a theme could result in a breakdown of traffic, or could it have a bad influence on my traffic if I change my themes too often? And the second question is, what would be better? Is it better to have one page as a static page and all the other content will be published in post? Or is it better to have a post and have all the other content published on pages? Thank you again, and bye-bye.
Alex, thank you so much for your question today, and I appreciate you being a fan. Thank you so much. Now, to answer your first question, can changing your WordPress theme have an effect on your traffic? It can. It absolutely can, and I've seen it before, and I've seen it both ways. It could have a positive effect on your traffic. Perhaps when you make changes, you are better focused on social sharing. It just looks better, so people might share it more often, and it might have an impact on Google. Google often reacts to WordPress theme changes, positive or negative. And you have to understand, as far as that's concerned, you know, your search engine rankings, you might do a change on your site and it might make the rankings of your site like disappear, which is scary. Oftentimes that does happen. I've seen it happen with a lot of my niche sites in the past. However, you know, don't freak out. You know, give it a week or two. It'll start to, you know, balance out to where it should be again. And oftentimes it goes back to where it was. And if you've paid attention to what's going on and you've sort of optimized for search engine optimization and have focused on that in your redesign or in your new theme, then, you know, if you upgrade from sort of a basic theme to one that has SEO optimization, or you've, you know, really put some attention and time into the SEO plugin by Yoast or the all-in-one SEO plugin, or maybe you're using a theme or framework like Thesis or Genesis that has SEO capabilities built in, you might eventually see that even though it might drop off at the beginning and you're like, what the heck? Give it some time and you'll see that it might potentially climb higher. Now, there's obviously a lot of other factors involved, but that is generally what happens. Now, this might change in the future, so don't think that could be permanent as far as that particular situation or scenario, but that's sort of the trend that I've been noticing. But there's a lot of other things that can affect your traffic as well. If you change your theme and you know, maybe you have a social sharing plugin that just isn't compatible with your new theme, or you forgot about it because there's so many things to think about when you change your theme. You might see your traffic go down that way. You know, a lot of times if you change your theme, it doesn't look as good, or it's just, you know, maybe for some reason it's hard for people to get all the way down to the bottom of the page, or you start to implement stuff that interrupts people in the middle of reading, like pop-ups and things like that, which I don't like, but oftentimes people do that because they want to grow their list. That can affect traffic as well. Now, you could see it also the other way. Maybe it helps your traffic. And, you know, I've seen this in the past as well, especially with the redesign of the Smart Passive Income blog that I did last year, or actually earlier this year, or was it last year? I can't even remember. But I remember that it did affect my traffic. Now, you have to, you know, if you have an audience already and you make any changes to your design, note that people are going to come over because they want to see what the changes look like. So don't immediately think that just because you change the site that you're getting more traffic because the first 2 days to a week you see a bump in traffic. No, oftentimes that happens because people want to see what the new design is like, and they explore and they look around and they click around to see what's new. So give it a week before you start to make any conclusions about the theme and how it's doing. I think it's really important to not change it so often that you just kind of confuse people. You know, especially when you start to make these major WordPress changes. Although if you know something's not working because of that change, make a change. Like I remember when I did a custom theme and I tried to, you know, get rid of as much overwhelm as possible, I actually took away an easy route to my podcasting page, which decreased the number of people listening to the show by half. Now, I'm actually really glad that happened because that showed me a lot of people listen to your podcast on your website, which I didn't know was the case until that happened. So it was actually a blessing in disguise and actually led to the development of the Smart Podcast Player, which you can find at smartpodcastplayer.com. If you are a podcaster, you should check that out. But point being, you know, we changed it back to the old way as far as getting to the podcast page because we, you know, my team and I, we just saw that it was having dramatic effects in a negative way. So always pay attention to your stats. Always pay attention to, you know, even pay attention to the top populated or the top trafficked articles on your site. The ones that you know are really important, that are either driving the most traffic to your site or giving you the most customers. You know, make sure you pay attention to those sites when you make the changes to see if they're, you know, changing one way or another. So that's the WordPress theme answer for you. Yes, it will have an effect, typically, one way or another. And then as far as search engine rankings, you know, it could have an effect on that too, but you got to give it some time. Now, you don't want to make changes all the time. Like, I think that was a sort of second part of your first question. You know, is it okay to make changes all the time? You know, the thing I'm going to say about that, Alex, is there's no such thing as the perfect design. I think that this is a great tip for everybody, you know, because you can work forever to make your site better. And it's good to make your site better and optimize it and so on and so forth. But you can do that too much. And you got to get to a point for where you just got to let the site be how it is for a while and focus on the content, and focus on delivering, and focus on producing, you know, new products or whatever. It's important to understand that design, you got to let it sit there for a while. And then, you know, over time, make notes of things you want to change. You know, I have a whole shopping list or grocery list of things I want to change on Smart Passive Income right now. But I also know what's important and what my priorities are. So keep that in mind. Now, the second question, Alex, sorry, I mean, it confused me a little bit. You know, I think you asked, is it better to have a page and then write your posts? You know, if you're delivering content, write posts or have a post and write all your content on pages. I think pages and posts are meant for specific types of things. You know, you got to think of a post of something that's delivered to people who are following your site. You know, if anybody who's subscribed via RSS or maybe your email newsletter, they get those updates for when new content comes out. But your pages, I feel, are sites are pieces of your site. Pages are pages or pages on your site that are going to be more timeless, I would say. These are things like your contact page or your about me page or your getting started page. And all of those pages, I link to posts from those pages. So pages are timeless and are meant to be sort of overall arching things that I want people to land on that aren't really going to change. And, you know, from the about page to even thank you pages, to the confirmation page, you know, after people subscribe and they go to a page that says, hey, like, you're going to get an email that wants you to confirm that you're human and things like that. Those are pages. And, you know, I also have pages on my site, which rank very well. For example, if you go to smartpassiveincome.com, under where it says, let's see what works, where it says affiliate marketing, smart blogging, and those things, those are actually links to resource pages. Not posts, but pages that are, for example, the affiliate marketing one lists all of the posts that I've ever written about affiliate marketing. And those are placed in there manually, and I change it over time. But that resource page, which is all about, you know, it links to other parts of my site involving affiliate marketing, that ranks really well. I believe if you go to Google and look up affiliate marketing, that resource page, again, it's a page, not a post, but a page, which links to posts, it ranks really high. So that's the sort of difference there. I'm not sure if maybe this is what you meant, but, you know, a lot of people have a question on, is it better that, you know, your homepage is a static page or, you know, one that shows like the chronological list of your blog posts? I don't feel one is better than the other. I think it depends on your audience and what you're trying to do. I like the static page because then I can determine where my new visitor is going. You know, I've had experience in the past with the other way, showing, you know, my last 10 blog posts on the homepage. And I found through research and just talking to my audience that that is a little bit overwhelming. So that's why I switched to the static page. I also have a static page on securityguardtraininghq.com and also greenexamacademy.com that just direct new people where to go. Because, you know, when there's 10 pages there, you know, they're not necessarily pages or posts, excuse me. Oh, gosh, I'm going back and forth between the two for this part of the question, but I apologize. But when there are 10 posts on the front page, you know, should they be read in chronological order? You know, you have to understand what's the first thing you want your new visitor to read or do, and make it incredibly easy to do that. And it's just easier to do that on a static page. Of course, it's easier to set up a homepage that shows the last 10 or however many you want blog posts. But, you know, I prefer the static page, but I don't feel one is better than the other. You just kind of have to test and see what works. And, you know, that's usually the answer for everything. So, Alex, I hope that answers your questions, and I hope that was useful for everybody. I maybe answered more questions than were asked, but hopefully that was helpful. Thank you so much, and an Ask Pat t-shirt is headed your way. I appreciate the question. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there from that website using your internal mic or any sort of microphone you have right on that page. Of course, I want to thank today's sponsor, Flippa. If you go to flippa.com/pat, you can check out the sites that are for sale, or you can even sell your own site as well. I know a lot of people who have purchased sites from Flippa and then have taken them to the next level. I know a lot of people who start their online businesses on Flippa. Just make sure you do your due diligence before you make any purchases. That's the best tip I can give you. And also make sure that it's a site that aligns with one of your passions or interests. I think that would be a great way for you to take sort of some knowledge you have and use an existing site and take it to the next level. People from across the world turn to Flippa to purchase websites that'll generate extra cash, and you can give it a shot at flippa.com/pat. Thanks so much. And as always, I end with a quote, and this quote is by Chris Garrett. He says, "When it gets difficult is often right before you succeed." Totally. Cheers. Thanks so much. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.